What is LEGO Serious Play? A simple question, but not such a simple answer. Still, Michelle and I try to provide one within this episode. How does the method differ from others, and what makes it so special? We take a glimpse into its history, talk about the concepts behind LEGO Serious Play, and explain what all of this has to do with reality. Welcome to the Bricks Boutique Hotel. Michel.
Hey, Matthias.
What is LEGO Serious Play?
What is LEGO Serious Play?
It makes sense to start our podcast with this question,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. No problem with that. Yeah. LEGO Serious Play is an answer you can really answer well with this method. That's one. And why is that? Because LEGO Serious Play is a method that helps you to clarify, you know, complex issues or difficult words or things that are hard to explain only by words. Hard to maybe not only explain, but hard to understand only by words. So generally, if you look at, you know, Google and stuff like that, what is LEGO Serious Play? It's a communication tool that's upfront. That's one of the things. But there are a lot of communication tools. So
understanding, I mean, this is the most important thing about LEGO Serious Play.
It is.
Because I mean, sometimes I tell people, so if they ask me, what do you use LEGO Serious Play for? And I say, well, to avoid disasters. It's like, what? It's like, well, okay. I think, because what usually happens in a meeting or in a workshop is that we hear 20% of the people in the room.
Yeah.
And they exchange or they bring up what they always talk about and stuff like that. And we lose the other 80%. And this, I think, this can be called a disaster because we're losing lots of information.
Exactly.
I didn't want to interrupt.
No. You're absolutely right. So as a communication tool, it engages people. Yeah, so it brings in the other voices literally on the table. So you talked about, you know, the 2080 meetings. This is one of the topics that we talk about as well. So it brings the 80% to the table. And it engages them. And the other way of doing that, of a special way of this communication tool, is it is also a visualization tool. And so
I see what you mean.
Yeah. So, hey, newsflash, we use Lego bricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Lego bricks, you know, we give them, and that's, of course, that's why we do this. We give them a kind of we give them meaning, you know? So it's not a piece of plastic that is green or red or whatever it is, you know? It is still a piece of plastic, but it gets meaning. And so we visualize things using our hands by building things, creating what we call metaphors, so things with meaning. You know, you explain to the other one, this is what I mean when I talk about LEGO Serious Play. And other people can ask questions on the things that you mean. So not questions to you, but questions to those bricks that are on the table that are not just LEGO bricks now, but they actually meaningful things. So we already said a lot, you know, so it brings in the 80% of the other people. It's a communication tool. It's a visualization tool. It helps to clarify things.
And I mean, it's really the same thing. Like if you ask a child, right? When children build with the bricks, you come up and you have no clue what they built, or you might have an idea, and when you ask them, okay, so what did you build? And they come up with stories, with amazing stories, right? So this is the visualization process, in fact.
Yeah.
It's more or less the same thing with the adults. The only difference is that we have a goal, that we have a question that we are asking, and they build an answer to it.
Yeah.
Only difference.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So people build what we call their insights to the table, the answers to the table. Clarify it, you know, with the help of the bricks. And then a part of that process, and that's also really nice also to engage those people, you know, the, not only the 20, but also those 80%, you know, is that people can ask those questions. We call that reflection, asking questions, whatever, but we call that a reflection. So, and that's an interesting part of LEGO Serious Play as well, that we add, it's also a reflection tool.
Mm-hmm.
And so it creates not only insights for the person who builds something, you know, like you can ask questions and it's like, whoa, oh, that's a good question. You know, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Or that's an interesting perspective or something like that
yep.
that you add to it. But also the listeners and also the viewers yeah, to the model, they also see like, okay, this could be a blind spot with me. You know, like this is a completely different perspective of yep. looking and listening and understanding things. So while we're talking, you know, I actually have that feeling again as if I'm in the room myself, you know, and I see your model on the table and I'll actually feel like, whoa, this is amazing.
I agree. But lots of times I get the question, how long is LEGO Serious Play in the world or on the market or whatever you want to call it? And it got more and more successful the last years. I think it maybe during Corona, there was really improving. Well, it wasn't improving, but there was a higher demand, I think. But still, it grew over the time. And it was, let's talk about the history maybe. It was introduced in 2001. And it started in, was it 95, roughly?
Yeah, I think the ideas popped up around that time. As the articles that are published around it, about it, as they say. So about 1995, the idea of we should develop a method that supports our process of thinking a bit different, as we could call it. It's literally said from management literature, adaptive. I think the process started in 95. Yeah. I wasn't there. But that's what the records say.
Yeah. And it was to the Johann Roos and Bart Victor, if I remember correctly.
Professors, yeah.
The two professors from Institute of Management Development in Lausanne, who yep. started together with Kjeld K. Christiansen, the CEO and owner at that time. And then it was, if I'm not wrong, I think it was in 98 or something like that, where Robert was involved, Robert Asmussen.
Yeah.
And later on, Per Christiansen, and they somehow developed this wonderful method.
Yeah.
And something which is really interesting, that there's so many science behind it.
There is?
It wasn't that clear at that time. Well, it was clear, but it wasn't as clear as it is now nowadays. So this was, help me, the Hungarian, You can pronounce it better than me.
Yeah, well, it's always, you know, it's a challenge, certainly when you have Hungarians in the room, but it's something like Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi.
Yeah.
So the Hungarian professor, at least I think born in Hungary and responsible, and that's what people probably know a lot more for the flow theory.
So we have the flow theory involved in LEGO Serious Play. So we tend... No, not we tend. We try. We do our best to keep our participants in the flow the whole time. Because flow is such a great moment, right? You forget everything and you're so focused only.
Yeah.
I mean, that's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I may add to that, we will come in another podcast, you know, to the aspects of how do you get people into flow in terms of also training, you know, this method and stuff like that. But that's what I like, because indeed, you know, when people are building, we try to get them in that process of flow, you know, where they're building, where they're focusing on what are the insights on the challenge, on the question that was given. But the thing is, and that's one of the most exciting things I feel of LEGO Serious Play, and certainly in your preparation, is to get the right question into the room.
Oh, yes.
Because the question, and that's another pillar, of, you know, a bit of the science behind it, the question has to be a bit disruptive. Yeah, so a bit challenging. Not too much, because, you know, if you overwhelm, you know, people with the question, you know, they literally could be overwhelmed, leading to, well, maybe moments of completely blankness, of maybe a moment of could be a little bit of fear or anxiety or something like that. So the question has to be between, you know, not that era where you throw them out of their flow, throw them out of everything. Mm. But it doesn't have to, it shouldn't also be a kind of an easy question, you know, because the easy question, generally you can answer maybe with a few seconds of thinking, but you can answer immediately. So it's literally in between.
And that's not what we're aiming for.
That's wonderful, you know, that is, if I'm looking at the people, you know, and I give them that question, you know, and they're like, okay, are you really serious asking me this question?
So maybe we should do another episode about the questions.
Yes, we should.
I really feel that this is something which is necessary, right?
Yeah.
So we have the flow theory.
Yeah.
Which is included underneath, or however you want to call that. And we have even more. There's constructivism. There's constructionism, which is there as well.
So learning theories. So it's literally about how people learn, different ways of approaching and how people learn, make insights, knowledge their own. It's like you said, constructionism, two big words. There's a lot of academic research behind it. For those people who are now thinking and listening or looking at us, it's like, what? I googled Jean Piaget and come help me out with the other one.
Papert.
Yeah. Seymour Papert or Papert. And two of the, let's say, godfathers or the founders of those ways, of those approaches in learning theory, where I'm sure in our series of podcasts, we will tip these topics as well, you know, and invite people who know also in depth a lot more about, you know, what is this? Yeah. So we have flow, we have those learning theories. What else do we have, Matthias?
Well, I think that's the fundament. So I think that's the scientific fundament. And this all comes together in the core process of LEGO Serious Play.
Yeah. Can I add two things which are...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe, well, of course, they have their resources done well. The other thing is, you know, is our imagination. Our imagination, we already talked about the kids, and they have a natural way of using their imagination. We as people, you know, the more we learn in schools, you know, the more we are challenged at the same time to where did our imagination go? So we need that as well to create new insight perspectives. And the other one is that already back then, when we're talking about, you know, it's the turning of the century, there was absolutely an insight. There was a connection between our hands and our brain. And nowadays, neuroscience even shows that more and more in terms of, you know, they actually can prove it in scans and stuff like that. So using our hands, and there it is in the camera, actually activates parts of our brain in a different way as the moment we talk and activate parts in our brain. And a lot of research is done, and that's very interesting, you know, if you go in depth in that world. But that's a very important part, of course, as well. Use your hands to think.
Absolutely. This feeds all into the core process.
Yes. So we go back to that one. Absolutely. So,
Which has four steps. So we pose a question, like you said. So an open question which has multiple right answers. And then people don't give an answer. They build.
Yeah.
They just build.
Exactly.
And afterwards they share. Everybody builds.
Yeah.
And everybody shares.
Yeah.
And only with this part already, we make sure that everybody in the room will have a voice.
Yeah.
Will be heard.
Yeah.
And will be understood. Because, like you said, we can really see what you mean.
Yeah.
And of course, you have the reflection at the end. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So these are the four steps.
Matthias, is this a scary process? You know, because you explained now the core process, you know, and I can imagine if people listening to us and they have no experience there, I could imagine that maybe some people will feel like, I'm not going to do that. You know, that's scary. You know, I'm not going to show, you know, my model to other people and explain it and stuff like that. So is it a scary process? How does that work?
What you mean scary? I don't know what could be. So, okay, maybe. Well, I don't know what could be scary in that, but I'm doing Lego Serious Play since a few years. So, I mean, this is just natural, right? We bring up people to. I think it's natural because we are telling stories, and this is so natural to us. So this is how we transferred our knowledge in the very old days, right? Was always and still we do it in some cultures. I mean, today we write books, so but still this is another type of storytelling, and we are telling the stories of the models. So we just build a model, and we only share what is inside. I mean, I think I might know what you mean. That if you never did it, it's like, am I creative enough? Can I add to the table? Is this really relevant, what I'm thinking? I don't know. Well, typically I'm not heard, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, for this part, we always have the skills building in the beginning so that you groove slowly into the method, more or less. But after this part, which is typically the first hour, everybody knows and has felt the power of Lego Serious Play, how easy it is, in fact.
Yeah,
easy and still complex to build a model.
Yeah,
but it's absolutely doable, and we will do another episode about the skills building, of course, as well.
No, absolutely, absolutely. So, I think what you're saying is that, and that's also good to mention when we talk about this method. It's that playful element. You know, it's like, you know, you can make it very scary, you know, to say to people, you know, you have to build and then you have to explain it and present it to the other ones and go on, you know, and that's scary. But the playful element, that makes it a kind of smoothly, you know, you go in. Generally, everybody likes the Lego bricks, you know.
Oh, yes.
And so that's a good precondition. You know, you start working with things you might know from your childhood, or if you don't know it, you might now know it as a parent or whatever it is, or as a teacher. So the starting point is, you know, you have those colorful bricks on the table, and it's like, okay, you know, I might want to do something with them, you know, and from playful, we go to serious. You know, and then it becomes a serious, playful tool, you know, and then we come indeed with those questions and the process to facilitate that whole thing, you know, and then you have all those topics on the table, you know, the communication, the visualization, the reflection is there, the process is there, people guide you through it, you get challenged, which makes it a kind of interesting every new building round. It's like, oh, that's a new interesting question, and it actually helps us to move forward.
Yeah. You know? So, in fact, we're coming to the values already, right?
Yeah.
And for me, one value that I really love is you can switch off your brain.
Yes.
I mean, people ask you. We ask these questions.
Of switching off.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I mean.
I don't know what happens if it really switched off, but the feeling of.
Well, we know what happens when the brain switches off. Then you won't build
anymore.
Yeah,
we don't go in that. No.
Then we don't build anymore. But we ask questions which are complex, fair enough. And lots of the time, the people don't have the answer up front.
No.
This is the goal of our questions.
Exactly.
So we ask them to build. Just build. And if you don't know what to do, start building.
Yeah.
Always the same thing. Right? And then something pops up, and there is, and I love these moments where you have a mod in your hand, it's like, oh wow, that's the answer to the question, and this is so fascinating. So you can you have the feeling that you cannot switch off your brain.
Yeah,
this is one thing, and then the intrinsic knowledge comes out, and suddenly can be found or is built in by our hands somehow in the model.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Well, one of the things that triggered one of the sayings that we also use in clarifying Lego Serious Play is that we actually don't know than we think we know. We actually do know more than we think we know. That's the saying.
Yeah.
Come on. And that comes out indeed, you know, in technically, you know, in addressing different parts of our brain, using our hands, you know, and then knowledge comes out. And that's also one of the things, if I may, I think that's in a method, but that actually addresses also to a kind of a personal value, is that people can do a lot more than they think. They know a lot more than they think. They're capable of doing a lot more than they think. Oh, yeah, it's sometimes a bit challenging. Oh, yes, it's sometimes a bit scary. You know, you not immediately go doing this stuff. Otherwise, you already have done, would have done it probably a long time ago. But it is possible. You actually, you know, that's one of those big saying, you can do it. But I believe in that. And I see it happening every time. I see it, and you see it, and all the facilitators who are out there and listening to us or want to become, they see it as well. It adds literally to insights, building on trust for themselves, for the process, for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, you always have an answer, right? You just have to ask, the right question.
Yeah.
You learn that in the training. And this is another episode that we will do.
So we're going to do a lot of episodes, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's good.
Something more that we didn't mention? Metaphors? We spoke about metaphors?
Yeah, well, so what is a metaphor? Let's talk about that also. But it is, you know, a representation of a reality, your reality. And in this case, you know, if we just make it very simple, so we're not building castles, airplanes, Star Wars, Disney, whatever the Lego company offers in wonderful models. We are building your own model. Like you made a comparison with children, where some people will feel like, what is that? And that's a good, that's the best question, because that's the moment you're going to explain whatever you build. And it starts making a lot of sense, not only for you, because your meaning is already in it, but it also starts making a lot of sense for other people. And maybe next time, let's do that next time. We're going to create a little metaphor and show it. Yeah, then not for the listeners, but for the one who look us, who find us on YouTube and show us what that is, a metaphor.
I mean, a metaphor could be, I think it's the English saying, it's raining cats and dogs. We know there are no cats and no dogs
which are falling
from the sky. At least I didn't see them yet. But, I mean, this is a typical metaphor, for example.
So, exactly. Yeah. Good example. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I was thinking about that the whole episode. What can I come up with when it comes to a metaphor? Absolutely. So,
okay,
let's wrap it up. The three most important things about LEGO Serious Play.
That always
Michel,
that challenging.
I invite question. You.
Should I? No, I will add one. You have to add, of course, something too. So, the three things about LEGO Serious Play is that it brings for you and your people, your colleagues, or your friends on the table, it brings surprising, new, energizing insights, answers to the table. Things you didn't expect and will help you absolutely to move at least one step and hopefully a little bit more forward. That's one of the things that is an effect of the LEGO Serious Play method.
The most important thing for me is that everybody gets a voice.
Yep.
Is being heard and being really understood. This is where creativity starts. This is where you learn from others. So for me, that's the most important thing of the method.
Yep.
So maybe a third thing.
And maybe that's a bridge to our podcast, our next one, is the process itself is facilitated. There is somebody in the room who takes care of that core process that you mentioned, of making sure that everybody has that voice, of asking the right questions or deeper questions. So it's a facilitated process. And I will say this, because that's also in our podcast, it must be done from somebody who understands what this method is.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Michel.
Thank you. Okay.
Dear listener, if you didn't do it yet, subscribe to our podcast. Leave us 5 stars or thumbs up or whatever you can do. Because if it's lower, then the algorithm doesn't like it. Support us and switch back again. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you for checking in at the Briggs Boutique Hotel today. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to hear more, subscribe to stay updated. If you'd like to explore more of what the Briggs Boutique Hotel has to offer, visit our website, briggsboutiquehotel.com. And remember, there is always a room for you at the Briggs Boutique Hotel.